LK and 4ZLK and 0TR.
0TR and 4ZLK. Good evening, Tom.
Oh, I'm a little late getting down here tonight. I forgot I had to put the car back in, so I had to bring it down here. It's been another horribly hot day. We haven't done much other than go to the grocery store and tend to the birds out here, and that's about it. Boy, the locusts are loud. Good Lord, they're loud. How's your day, Shane?
Pretty good, Tom. About like yesterday. Just slept for a good bit of it. Not as much as I would have liked to. Between the dog and the... they put me on this medicine, a three-day dose of... 2 days into it, it started causing me to have hiccups, which was yesterday. So that was annoying all night last night and for a good bit of today. I didn't take the third dose. It's just a real light dose anyway, but doing pretty good. Ready for the weekend. Hope you and Bernice are well tonight.
She's up in the rain locker, and she wanted me to hurry up and eat my banana pudding, the rest of it, and she puts them in little molds, but it kind of gave me heartburn last night, so I had a terrible night. But I can sure tell the difference in your voice tonight. You sound great.
Getting better. Still on an antibiotic. I do feel better, that's for sure. And I'm glad my voice is sounding better. And there for a few days, it was lower than I think it's ever been. But I, you know, couldn't really talk very loud.
Listen to KB2HXS.
Hey, there's Dave. Back from that 70-degree weather. You lucky dog. Go ahead, Dave.
Actually, it was in the 60s. I think the high that it didn't get back in the 80s until we got back into Seattle yesterday. But it was in the 60s most of the trip.
I always count on you to throw one in there. I deserved that one. That was good. So I heard you talking earlier, but I didn't know. I'm assuming you went on an Alaskan cruise?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I owed you that one from the last conversation between you, me, and Patrick. So you're welcome for that. Yes. We flew back in today from Seattle. We are home, and... as soon as my feet hit the ground, I took my phone off airplane mode, and it blew up. So I back to work tomorrow. anyway, back over to you, Shane, KB2HXS.
I'm out, but I have one more question. How far north did you go on that cruise? Maybe you can tell me after it gets back around to you. Just kind of curious where you went. Go ahead, Tom.
Don't worry about that. Go back and forth there. It was just fine with me. I'm glad to hear, Dave, and glad to hear about your trip. So explain to us what all you did up there, Dave, and I'm telling you, that's one place I would have liked to visit. That hole up there, the whole country's been immersed in a heat wave, and there's no rest for the wicked. That's why your phone blew up.
Oh, yeah. Well, we went, we started off leaving Seattle last week, and we went up to the southeastern corner of Alaska. I just can't think of the names right now. I'm just a little brain fried from all the traveling and you know, the time changes and stuff. But the first day we got off the boat, we did a whale-watching cruise, you know, a little tour, rather. And it was raining the whole day, and that's what it does up in that area. It rains like 360 days out of the year. so we did that. Then we came down, you know, and we did another little town in Alaska. Then we did another little town. Then we went to Victoria, Canada, and then we were back in Seattle yesterday morning. And then we stayed overnight, and we flew out early this morning when we came home. I'll get back with you on where we stopped. But one of them was a forge area where we saw the ice caps. I took a bunch of pictures there and really nice. It was a really enjoyable trip. It was pretty relaxing.
sounds good. Three of my kids, a daughter-in-law, my son, and a daughter, they all worked up in Alaska, up in Valdez, two or three summers, and we went up in mid-August, I guess we're coming up on the anniversary here, and it was down in the 30s some days, Tom, out on the water. We didn't do a cruise, but we spent the week in Valdez. And of course, no cruise ships are coming in then. They do have them, or they used to have them come in there, but during all that COVID nonsense, there were no cruise ships coming in. But we got to do sea kayaking and whale watching. The girls worked on a boat. Captain's been going up there since the 70s from Seattle. He takes his boat up for the summer, the Lulu Bell, and takes out daily tours. And then my son was a sea kayaking guide, and that was fun. Got to kayak in the icebergs, and it was just absolutely beautiful. Got to see the salmon run. There's a fish hatchery across the sound from, or across the harbor from Valdez, and there were just millions and millions of salmon in the water. It was incredible. We had a really nice time. Go ahead, Tom.
Sounds wonderful. Well, you know, I almost got sent to Seattle one time. They used to send me out to oversee installations of these large water valves we built. And instead, they sent the two mechanical guys out. And they said it just practically rained every day they were there. Well, then, Dave, this summer, about a month ago, our kids went up there to Seattle and went to the big pointed needle thing. And then they went over to Vancouver and that, and then they drove down the coast again. They didn't get any rain. So I told them, I said, better take a raincoat. It's probably going to rain quite a bit up there. And you're right. That's what I'd always heard. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Seattle Space Needle. Yeah, we didn't go to the Space Needle. We really didn't have a whole lot of time. We actually went downtown yesterday to the Pike's Market, which is an old market, like Market Street, and just, man, was there so much to see yesterday. Holy cow. You could spend 2 or 3 days there in that market and not see everything. But, yeah, we did our share of whale watching. We really had a nice time. Now, one of the places, Ketchikan, I'm just brain fried a little bit right now. But, yeah, we went and we saw the salmon jumping at one of the little streams there in town. It was really fun. We saw some seals hanging out. We took some pictures of those. So, oh, yeah, it was a really nice trip. Shane, over to you, KB2HXS.
You had a good trip. And, of course, I'm even more happy that you're back because it's not the same without you. But, yeah, it's an enjoyable time. My son, the youngest son, he loves the outdoors. Does a lot. They do a lot of rock climbing, and he's a guide, a flat water guide, and you know, all that kind of stuff is what he loves doing. And he was reading a book, this Explorer of Alaska, back in the early 1900s. He showed me the book where the guy said, "Don't go to Alaska as a young man because it'll ruin everywhere else for you for the rest of your life." Anyway, I'm going to clear out of here. Good to hear you guys tonight. You be careful. Welcome back, Dave. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Tom.
It's a pleasure. Good to hear you tonight. I'm glad you're feeling better, buddy. You sounded pretty bad yesterday. but those old sinus infections and that can be rough. Well, Dave, I just got a picture of our kids. Now, the same ones that went to... the ones that live up in Michigan, my daughter and son-in-law, and their daughter is going to Ohio State, but she's with them. And they went to Kennebunkport, Maine, and they got a picture of the Bush Estate in the background there with the Kennebunkport name on it. And the irony of that is Mike, the medical scientist in our family, in Boston, or Sherborne, if you want, just outside of Boston, he's been to Germany quite a bit this year, and well, he's been all over the place over there. And Bernice has kinfolk, the Goebel family, from over there in Germany. And so they flew over and are spending time with Mike, and then Mike and that whole family of Austrian folks are, they're from Austria in the Alps, which we visited many years ago. They're all going to Kennebunkport and meet up with our oldest daughter and son-in-law and our granddaughter for supper tonight. So I thought that was kind of interesting. She said it was pretty humid up there. I was surprised to hear that, but I doubt if it's very warm.
Some degrees up in Seattle yesterday when we got back to the hotel, so it was a little warm up there. Gentlemen, I'm going to take off. I'm going to go hit the sofa and try and catch up on my getting back into the correct time zone for me. Shane, have a good evening. Tom, have a good evening to both of you. KB2HXS. I think Shane backed out. I'm not sure. If he's still there, Shane, go ahead.
Glad you had a wonderful trip, and I imagine living in New York, you've been to Maine many times. That's one place I would have liked to win on the East Coast. I've been to New York just to land there at LaGuardia, and then to Boston, and out there where Mike lives, out there by one of the great ponds in the Massachusetts area, is quite beautiful. And I enjoyed downtown Boston and the ships and all. Anyways, take care and get rid of the jet lag, and we'll talk to you down the line. KB2HXS in 0TR 73.
Well, I would say that was a great double, but you took Shane out. Go ahead, Shane.
Pulled over up back in Greenville here. I just was saying, yeah, I backed out in 73. Good to talk to you all. And then I realized I doubled with Tom. Y'all have a good evening. N4, is that okay?
All right, Shane, have a good night. Tom, you too, have a good night. Good to talk with you. And it's good to be home safe. KB2HXS, be clear.
All right, sorry I doubled with you, Shane. I knew you had signed out, so I went ahead, club foot. Take care, guys, and 0TR clear. About 1 square mile, which I don't understand why they didn't just bomb it, but I think 6,000 of our best military died there between us and the Japanese. But they've covered a lot of things. If you got a Samsung TV, it's on channel 3550. Boy, I love that Samsung Plus TV. It's got military channels and a cop channel and all just different things that are everything from modern marvels on down. And I watch it quite a bit whenever I'm around to watch TV. And I was just sitting here without the sound on, talking to Shane and to Dave, who just got back from Alaska, the lucky dog.
I bet the weather was nice up there. This is about the time of the year I spent a month up there. Middle of the summer, hot part of the summer, and it was very, very comfortable. Like in the 70s for a high. But, yeah, it was nice up there this time of year.
They're, and their family were just up there a month or so ago. She's a teacher, and so they go on vacation when she can go. And they went to Vancouver and on up that way. So, I think Vancouver might have been the furthest north, but now they're in Kennebunkport, Maine. They're going to meet up with our nephew who's got Bernice's kinfolk from Austria flew over, and he's taking them up there to have dinner with him, I think today, with him, Bernice, Monday, they're going to meet up with him and have dinner. And was that the same ones we visited in Austria? No, it's not, but it's descendants of her family, the Goebel family. So that's pretty nice. He's been over there a lot. He speaks some German. And our daughter and granddaughter speaks fluent German. So they'll have a good time.
Is Bernice first generation immigrant?
I don't think so. Are you, Bernice? I know her kinfolk's got their name on that monument there at Ellis Island. Her grandpa. But when you get into genealogy, I don't know squat. She does something. But I know her grandpa and grandma, they're both on that monument at Ellis Island. And they come from Austria. And originally, their name was spelled, was it G-O-B-E-L, and then they just changed it when they got over here to G-O-B-L, and they were farmers up in Kansas, Chris, and that's where I met Bernice when she was on the farm up there.
It's pretty interesting. You're just mentioning speaking fluent German. That's what made me think maybe she's first generation.
Well, Shelley insisted on taking off right out of high school, and we took her up to the University of Michigan and dropped her off, and she was there 5 years and got a degree there. Then I suggested putting in for a Rotary scholarship because a friend of mine was owned an electrical company, and he said he'd do his best to see that she got to take the tests and all. And so she passed all of that and got a Rotary scholarship and went to Vienna for a year and studied at the Hochschule for Music there. And that's all they spoke was German. She really got herself in a bind. She thought she was pretty fluent at it, but she was far from that, she said. She said, you got to immerse yourself in the culture over there, basically, to really learn it right. And they have an upper German and a lower German. and I don't know much about it, but she come back and taught 4 years in school in Michigan, and then her husband did a job in Frankfurt, and so they were going to be over there 3 years, so she got another degree in music pedagogy, the teaching of music over there in Germany, and they only spoke German, so she knows it pretty good.
Sounds like I'm too old to learn another language. I tried back 3 years ago, thought I'd just see how it'd go. It didn't go too good. I gave it up pretty quick. I stuck it out a few weeks. But you gotta be younger. My old brain's getting decrepit, I guess.
I tried a little bit of it, just so I could talk to her in German a little bit sometime and forget it. I'm too dumb. The initiative, it takes a lot of elbow grease. But she talked in German to her daughter from birth until she was in the ninth grade. And so she's doing a degree in business up there. What do you call it, Bernice? What? Logistics. At Ohio State University, and she's taking honors classes there, and she taking a minor in German. So she said it didn't come easy because you got to know, you know, how we used to have to do in English and all that, which I hated. You had to do all of that, so you had to learn the language really thoroughly. But she got A's in it and made it through there. In fact, she was kind of the leader of the class, I guess, because she could just stand there and talk to you in German. Anytime we went up there when she was younger, she'd talk to her mom in German, turn around and talk to us in English. But there's a lot of German people in Michigan, and it's really a homogenic society up there. There's every nationality, I guess. And so they got a lot of friends up there that are German. They'd meet every week and have dinner together or something. But way beyond my capability, Chris.
Utah, mine too, KO4QLG.
When we visited Germany and Austria and all that many years ago, because I'd have found it very hard to get around. People didn't seem to me to want to talk English unless it come down to money. Then all at once they knew English. I let her talk to an ambassador in Washington, D.C. on HF one night here. And when they got done, he said, you know, Tom, he said, if I didn't know better, he said, I just caught a couple of little tiny things that might have told me that she wasn't German born. And so that was quite a compliment. But you're just beyond me. I wasn't that good a student, I guess you'd say, Chris. Well, I hope you've been staying out of this heat, buddy. I'm watching TV here, this Military Heroes channel. I've seen a lot of that. Boy, that was a terrible, terrible war, I'll tell you. I ain't never seen a good one, though. I don't know where they're at now, but I remember the first time I looked off of the flight deck out there and I couldn't see any land, and I was from Kansas. I was used to fishing in strip beds or lakes where you could always see land. And I thought, oh my God, Tom, what have you done?
Better not, I know that feeling too. And the ocean's pretty when it's all you can see, but after about 25 or 30 days of nothing but ocean, you kind of get tired of it.
I was fortunate. I was on the carrier for a year and a half, and it was in the United States at that time. But we'd go out, of course, for carrier calls. But when I went to Vietnam, I flew. Boy, that was a long flight, let me tell you. Something like 6,000 miles, I think, if I remember rightly. I think the first place we landed was Midway, and then Wake, and then there was a typhoon, so we had to refuel at Wake, and then finally down in the Philippines. And, yeah, it was a long ways. And then on down to Vietnam was a long ways. Not near as far, but a lot of water out there, Chris, I can tell you that. And you know it very well. Hey, buddy, it's getting close to that time, so I just want to check on you and see how you was doing. Did Chad get back from Alaska all right?
He did, but he was sick when he got back. I think him and Anna both was sick. Picked some up there. But they didn't make it back, and you're right about the time. I didn't realize it was this close. That's KO4QOG.
Sorry to hear they didn't feel well, though. I never hear from them anymore, but sure wish I did. 73's Chris, and glad to hear you're doing all right. If you need anything, give us a holler. KO4QLG and 0GR73.